A second greater concern is that not everyone can participate in this highly competitive knowledge economy. In the manufacturing economy, firms made plenty of money and required lots of manpower. There was enough wealth to share with employees, and just about anyone could work at some level in a factory. That's not the case in the knowledge economy. If you don't have the gray matter or smarts to contribute to technological development, you can't participate and thus share in the wealth created by these firms. You're likely going to end up servicing those that are building the knowledge economy. Wealth is becoming increasingly concentrated in technology firms and their talent. For non-knowledge workers, they contribute less to their firm's final product and services and therefore are compensated far less. This makes non-knowledge economy workers more of a commodity. They are paid far less, have far more competition for jobs, and are replaced readily and easily. From a societal standpoint, more Americans are falling into the non-knowledge economy than the knowledge economy. We'll talk more about this issue later on. In the meantime, realize this is perhaps the largest social issue in the United States, and it is affecting all aspects of American society right now.